you've been out in the district some. Talk to me about what you're hearing out there, and has it been any different over the last 30 days?
Well, we had a great week last week, and running from one end of the district to the other. I'd say the sense that I feel coming from the constituents in District 17 is the same thing that I feel, and that's a high level of frustration with things that occur in Washington. You've got the Senate that refuses to consider any of the jobs bills that the House passes. You've got a president that's decided he's going to overstep his constitutional bounds. And I think Americans are just really frustrated, and I am too.
Now, how are you able to voice that frustration to the Senate? You know, not only that, but also budget bills. I mean, time and time again, the House has passed bills, and the Senate continues to drag their feet there.
Well, the way we voice our frustration is there are a group of us as freshmen that have gotten together, and we've written letters to Harry Reid, and we've had press conferences where we talk about the bills that we've passed that would have a positive impact on the American economy and American jobs, balancing the budget, and so on. And we try to make sure the American people know. Unfortunately, Congress just doesn't get nearly as big a mouthpiece to get its message out as does the president.
Now, the president today, we touched on it just a little while ago, the president today is going to roll out a new plan that has to do with student loans. You know, in essence, we'll forgive them in 20 years, which is somewhat similar to a plan that has been in the Congress. But the idea is he is basically saying, I'm not going to wait on Congress to get this done. I'm going to do this basically by executive order.
Well, again, I think that Americans are tired of the president overstepping the bounds that are set in the Constitution. Now, I have not had a chance to review the president's proposal, but just based on the headlines, it appears that he does not have the authority to override the way Congress wrote the law. And we'll, I'll know more by the time you and I visit next week about, A, what I think he's doing wrong, and B, how hopefully we can fix this in Congress.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. But by doing that, is the president not speaking to that group of people who say the process takes too long and we need rapid and dramatic change?
Well, I don't know that it's that. I think he's running for re-election, and he's just trying to find a way to garner votes is what he's trying to do. That's what he started doing all the way back to Labor Day. On virtually every speech he's given or every bus tour has been all about his re-election. I think that's all he's trying to do. He's trying to pander to a disaffected group of Americans that are suffering under his policies, and so he's trying to win their votes back.
Then let's speak to the idea of people who do, because I think they're out there, want a dramatic change and believe the legislative process is working too slowly, because we're hurting. There are a lot of people who have been hurting for a long, long time. What do you say to them, Bill?
Well, I'd say that, first of all, and what I tell everybody, I mean, our country's going through some difficult times. I'd ask everybody to pray for the country, pray that the process as envisioned by our founders will work correctly. But then also, the next thing that I'd have to say is, we've got to get more politically involved and get engaged when the November 2012 elections come around, because this situation we're in right now is untenable, where you've got the Senate that holds up everything that the House of Representatives passes, and you've got the president going around and overstepping his constitutional authority. I think we need to elect a Senate that will help get the American economy back on track, and then get a president that won't overstep what the Constitution, the powers of the Constitution gives them.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. Okay, 4 weeks from today, on November the 23rd, that's the deadline for the super committee to basically come up with something. And really, for the first time in almost a month, I guess, they're going to hold some hearings. Has there been talk in the hallways? What are we hearing about the super committee, and what are they accomplishing that we don't necessarily know about yet?
Well, the select committee has been very, very quiet. I mean, they kept the lid buttoned up pretty tightly on what they're discussing. You and I have talked about this in the past. I think we both have a problem with the hearings being closed. On the other hand, to the extent that good ideas are discussed, sometimes when those get out of the public too quickly, they can be crushed by special interests. So I'm not really hearing anything. I have talked with my colleagues in the House that are on the Select Committee, and they seem as a group to be reasonably optimistic that we'll get an acceptable proposal out of, as a result of their work.
Well, let's hope so.
We have to be
confident that that something will happen out of that. What are y'all going to be taking action on before we talk again next Wednesday?
Well, we've got a variety of. I would say this is not a heavy lifting week when it comes to legislative activity. There have been a fair number of bills that have been voted on by suspension, which I don't think are worth spending a lot of time on. In the meantime, we're having important hearings, one of which is in the Natural Resources Committee today, where we're going to talk about the president's desires to set up a zoning policy for the oceans. This action by the president is pretty scary, because not only does it cover the regulation of all our oceans, but they've extended it to say that it covers anywhere where the water for the ocean comes from. So, for instance, if a flake of snow lands on the top of Pike's Peak, theoretically this ocean's policy could govern what you could do on the top of Pike's Peak, because that flake of snow will melt and wind up in an ocean somewhere.
Well, certainly it'll be the rivers. It'll the tributaries and stuff.
Well, no, it's if you look at it literally, it goes beyond rivers.
Okay.
And that's what's scary, that the federal government could wind up regulating virtually every activity on private land, on state land, state-owned land. I mean, it's pretty scary. I was one of the folks that brought this up to the Natural Resources Committee because of some concerns of constituents, and we're having our second series of hearings on this today. And I hope that we can get this, again, this is a constitutional overreach by the government, and I'm hoping that we can get this out in the public domain so that we can get it redirected.
Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Glad to be with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country and our military men and women.
All right. Thank you.